so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sailed on together, drifted apart, and here you are by now.
What's up, what's up? This is your girl, DJ Tellum. Welcome to my show, Gotta Let Them Know. Right here, where you hear first with the celebrity news, the odd news, and the occasional animal cute doing things news. So tonight is my first show, so bear with me, guys, if I kind of screw up, mess around a little bit there. So hopefully you guys tune in next week with me. So let me hit it off first with one of the best songs right now, with my girl, the most beautiful and gorgeous Miss Beyoncé, Love on Top. Welcome back. Sorry if the site's not working right now. A lot of people are telling me that it's not working or I don't know what's the problem, but hopefully you guys are tuning in with me right now. So let's start off the show with some world news. Okay. Right now, it's a very cold winter. In California right now, in Santa Fe right now, the sun's shining, it'll rain some days, and then the sun will be shining the next day. But right now, in Ukraine, cold deaths are related to, a lot related to alcohol. Since alcohol has the ability to let a body feel warmth, a lot of people are using that as a warmth method to keep them warm during the winter. So about at least 135 deaths have been reported in Ukraine in the past 2 weeks. But the actual number that can be blamed on the winter weather is somewhat lower at 112. About 3,000 people have been hospitalized because of the cold since January 27th. Authorities in Ukraine have set up an emergency hospital to deal with people suffering from cold-related conditions and distributed 3,000 emergency relief tents across the country. The tents are heated and people with nowhere else to go can get hot food and drinks. Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, has more than 14,000 homeless people. And they are among the most vulnerable to winter's bitter chill. So prayers go out to Ukraine. In Romania, where at least 39 people have died because of the weather, snow blown by icy winds off the shore of the Black Sea has disrupted road and rail travel and cut power to 35 settlements in southeast Constanța County. State agency news reported Wednesday. And snow has fallen as far as West Spain. Snowfall in Europe's southeast, close to the Mediterranean Sea, has cut off roads and isolated areas from access to supplies. In southern eastern Europe, we'll see more heavy snow, while the northeast is predicted to shiver under temperatures much lower than its winter averages. And the German capital, Berlin, has spent nearly 2 weeks below freezing, whereas it would normally average 4 degrees Celsius. Yeah, it's kind of bad out there. So a prayer go out to them. And this Monday, the Queen celebrated her 16 years on the throne. Congratulations, yay. So tributes poured into Queen Elizabeth II on Monday as she marked 60 years on the throne with a message vowing to continue serving the British people. Dressed in Tiffany blue hat and colorful overcoat against the winter cold, she was greeted with well wishes and in snow cover in King Lynn's at an event planned to mark Accession Day, the anniversary of the day she became queen in 1952. Ooh. That is a very long time right there. And she will continue dedicating her help and wisdom for the country. Yay. A few days ago, or Monday, the Philippines has been hit with an earthquake. There were 71 people still buried in the landslide set up by a powerful earthquake. And a lot of people are still buried in. So it was a 6.9 quake that struck two townships in central Negros Oriental province on Monday. And so far, 26 bodies have been recovered and identified. Everybody's still looking out. The president stated that, we could see how severe nature's wrath was. The aftershocks are enlarging the cracks in the road. Due to the non-stable bridges, a lot of the bridges and buildings could not hold to, and that they collapse on people. And my prayers go out to them. So that's it for now for the world news. So here's another one by Bruno Mars, It Will Rain.
Cause it would take a whole lot of medication to realize what we used to have, we don't have it anymore.
Welcome back to Gotta Let Them Know with me, DJ Tellum. Right now, this segment, I will tell you guys about some strange news that are going around the world. So first off, the world record of the day. In what is fast becoming an annual tradition, the University of Alberta sought to reclaim the Guinness World Record for the largest game of dodgeball for the third year in a row. Can you guys imagine that? It's about 4,979 students, staff, and faculty members gathered to throw big red balls at each other for over an hour. At the game's conclusion, Guinness World Record rep Philip Robertson confirmed that the records returned to Edmonton, saying simply, "I've never seen so many people to throw dodgeballs against each other before." So think about that. Almost 5,000 people in one area throwing balls at each other. That is one crazy game of dodgeball, and I hope no one got hurt that day. And latest news is that the bacon shake from Jack in the Box. It is a golden age for lovers of strange fried food and concoctions. I love bacon, but bacon in a shake, that's kind of going a little bit out there for everyone. So contrary to what bacon lovers might be hoping, the shake isn't actually made with real bacon. Jack in the Box describes a bacon shake as combining real vanilla ice cream, bacon flavored syrup, I didn't know they made that either, and whipped topping and a maraschino cherry. Specifically, one astute consumer at the blog Grub Grade says the flavoring is Torani bacon flavored syrup, which you can order yourself if you want to make bacon shakes at home. Can somebody tell me where they sell this bacon flavored syrup? Because I'd like to try that out. As it turns out, the restaurant chain Denny's was ahead of the curve on the bacon and ice cream fad, and they even included real bacon in their maple bacon sundae. So I guess those are things you have to try in life. In Portland, actually, there is a donut shop called Voodoo's Donut where it's a maple bar, or you can have like a chocolate bar with bacon bits on top. I wanted to try it when I went there, but they kind of ran out of bacon. So I don't understand how you can run out of bacon. And another strange news for today is a woman attacked a moose. Yeah, kind of out there. But apparently that day, her husband was attacked by the moose. So she comes back and sees the moose outside and beats the moose up. So an 85-year-old Alaska woman, she used a shovel to beat back a moose that stomped her 82-year-old husband. George Murphy, a well-known bush pilot, suffered 7 broken ribs and gashes to his head and left leg from a moose. His wife, Dorothea Taylor, was unhurt in the confrontation Friday morning as they exercised their 2 golden retrievers at the Willow Airport. With no trees or other protection, Murphy dove deep into the snow. He started to stomp, then he turned around and stomped again, and there was nothing he could do. And he was afraid that the moose was going to kill him. Taylor, 5 feet tall and 97 pounds, heard her dogs barking and jumped out to investigate. She thought that the moose was trying to kill the dog. And unaware that her husband was down in the snow or that the beast was attacking him, she ran towards the animals and the moose came at her. She ran to the truck, grabbed a grain shovel, and then made a beeline for the moose, swinging mostly at the animal's rump. She whacked it at least once in the head. When it started to go off, she hit it again with everything she had, and the younger dog, Tut, chased the moose away. So neither is upset about the moose, because the winter has been harsh, and they don't take blame for that. And the moose was trying to get some food, I guess. So it's kind of crazy where you wake up one morning and you see a moose right in front of your door attacking your husband. So what are you going to do? I guess you just grab a shovel and just beat it up. And luckily, the wife wasn't hurt and the husband will be okay. So that's it for your strange news today. So let me get you with another song. This is called Thinking About You by Frank Ocean.
A A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh.
No, I don't like you, I just thought you were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute, that's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it though. I'm lying down thinking about you. Ooh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever.
Yes, of course, I remember. How could I forget how you feel? You know, you were my first time, a new feel. It won't ever get old, not in my soul, not in my spirit. Keep it alive. We'll go down this road till it turns from color to black and white.
Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh.
Welcome back to my show, Gotta Let Them Know, with me, DJ Tellum. So first off, I want to make a shout out to back home, to my families and friends in Stockton, California. What's up? And a birthday shout out to my boy, John Singleton, who's turning 19 tomorrow. Yay! So good news to everybody back home. Stockton is not number one on America's most miserable cities. I repeat, Stockton is not on America's most miserable cities this year. Or well, it's not number one this year. So the new top runner of America's most miserable city is Miami, Florida. So Miami is a playground for the rich and famous. Celebrities flock to parties at South Beach clubs and then return to their 10 million mansions in Miami Beach and to Miami Beach. It's a leading city in culture, finance, and international trade. But away from the glitz and glamour, many ordinary Miamians are struggling. There's a crippling house crisis that has residents of their home that left people out of jobs and out of home. The metro area has one of the highest violent crime rates in the country, and workers face lengthy daily commutes. Add it all up, Miami takes a top spot in our ranking America's most miserable cities. The second list for the America's miserable cities was, hold up. Actually, I don't have that on me right now. I'm sorry about that. But what I do know is that Stockton ranks number 11 this year. So Stockton got a boost as housing prices have stabilized to some degree after a 45% drop between 2006 and 2008. They also benefited from our replacement of sales tax rates with property taxes and the mythology. Stockton will still have plenty of problems, though, but it will get there. We will get there, guys. And next, another top news that made it this week was the breaking Prop 8 news of the day. In a split 2-1 decision, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco today declared California's ban, or not today, Monday? No, Tuesday. Yesterday declared California's ban on same-sex marriage, known as Proposition 8, unconstitutional. Proposition 8 served no purpose and had no effect other than to lessen the status and human dignity of gays and lesbians in California, said the court in its ruling. Proponents of the ban are expected to appeal ruling after before a larger Ninth Circuit panel, or skip the step and go to straight to the Supreme Court. The Ninth Circuit decision was unlikely to have an immediate impact on similar bans in other states. Additionally, California's ban on same-sex marriage remains in place while the appeals process is ongoing. So California is stepping up with the gays and the lesbians health community, and we'll get there, guys. We will get there. And if you were able to catch the Super Bowl on Sunday with the national anthem with Kelly Clarkson, apparently that Miss Deaf America Rachel Mazeek was also performing on stage, but that was not televised. So even though the Super Bowl was officially most watched TV program in U.S. history, she was not able to be seen. Mazeek, a representative of the National Association of the Deaf, was invited to sign both the National Anthem and America the Beautiful as Kelly Clarkson, Miranda Lambert, and Blake Shelton belted the words. Unfortunately, as Mazeek was not placed near the singers during the performance, her signing was not shown on television, nor reportedly on the stadium's Jumbotron. Ooh, that's some grimy business right there. So the University of Texas PhD student, who has been inspiration to many in the deaf community, says she was very disappointed at having missing an opportunity to showcase America the Beautiful and the national anthem in ASL on television. The NAD has launched a petition through change.org demanding an apology from the NBC and the NFL. I truly hope that this becomes a teachable moment for everyone, says Mazeek, and that the American Sign Language renditions of these iconic songs are broadcast in Super Bowls rather than being a token gesture. It's kind of grimy right there. So, Mazeek, keep working on that. NFL, yeah, that was kind of dirty. So, next up, there is a new TSA policy for people that are going to ride the airplanes. So TSA plans to expand a pre-check program to speed up airport security lines. The program lets travelers who obtain transportation security admission clearance avoid what have become the most annoying steps of post-9/11 screenings, removing shoes and belts and coats. So rather, instead of taking off your shoes, your jackets, taking out all the things out of your pockets, the travelers would have to send in to get approved to participate. Passengers must be U.S. citizens and must share background information such as gender and date of birth with the TSA. Passengers interviewed at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, where the program will be offered this year, had mixed feelings. Some travelers say they would have no trouble giving the government background information if it meant saving time at the airport terminal. But others worry that the program may make air travel more vulnerable to the terrorist. So that's something new to get on when you guys get on an airplane. TSA officials say race is not considered in the applications for pre-check, but they declined to discuss that criteria. So before you get on airplanes, they're going to check your whole entire background, so your police records and all that stuff. So next up, a Missouri teenager who had described the slaying of an amazing thrill of killing her friend, I think, made an emotional apology Wednesday to the girl's family and was sentenced to prison. Moments before her sentence was prison, 18-year-old Alyssa Bustamante rose from her ankles and holding her hands to her waist. And she says, "I am extremely very sorry for everything." So this Missouri teen, Alyssa, she strangled her, She strangled them and slit their throat and stabbed them. Now they're dead. She doesn't know how to feel at the moment, but it was amazing. And she couldn't believe she was doing it. And as I'm reading this, I'm just shocked that I'm reading this. So Bustamante left for a church dance at a Mormon church for her family attended while she was hunting for the dead girl. Although she initially lied to authorities about Elizabeth's whereabouts, she confessed to the police and led them to Elizabeth's leaf-covered shallow grave. So this girl killed a 9-year-old girl because she wanted to see how it feels. And she is going to have to serve 35 years and 5 months in prison. And it's that she went on parole and she will, no, in prison. And after spending several weeks at a diagnostic prison, she'll be placed either in prison or sent out of states. Whew, that was just kind of hard to read right there. So this chick just wants to kill for the thrill of it. And she is what, 19 or 18? Oh no, honey. I'm sorry about that. So right now, let me hit you up with another one called, this is for my little sister. So this is Stereo Hearts. By Gym Class Heroes featuring Adam Levine.
It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo.
Gym Class Heroes, baby.
If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travi, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And no, my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo.
If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite.
I'll take your hand and hold it closer to mine. Yeah.
Our love is dead, but now you're changing.
Welcome back. Welcome back with me, DJ Tellum, on God to Let Them Know. So first off, I'm hoping all of you guys catch The Voice this week. If you haven't, it's a must-watch show. So basically, unlike other singing audition, singing songs like American Idol, where the judges see you directly and watch you perform, these are not actually judges. These are your coaches. So you have the oh-so-beautiful Adam Levine. Oh, that fine man. Then you have the Miss Beautiful and the most strong, one of the best singers around, Miss Christina Aguilera. And then you have the most talented, CeeLo, and you have one of the surprising, most hilarious guys on there, Blake Shelton. So basically, these four people are turned around. Their backs are turned to the auditioners. And while they sing, they click on the button that says, I want you. So if they want the person, so basically they listen to the voice. So it's more of a raw talent rather than the pretty face. If you got the pretty face, that's not going to help you with this show. So basically, they're sitting back to back. And if they like you, they'll click on the button. But if more than one of them pick the button, more than one of them turn around, the auditioner is able to choose which coach they want to work with. So say you got Christina and CeeLo. You can choose between Christina and CeeLo. And say you got all of them. So you have four choices to pick from. And if they like you, they get to be with you. So basically, they build up teams throughout the season, and they kind of compete against each other. So Christina's team will go against everybody else. Adam's team will go to everybody else. They'll go head to head rather than everybody all for themselves. They'll basically have teams together so they can help each other out. And last week, Adam Levine was on Ellen. So the brewing feud between American Idol and The Voice, which returned after the Super Bowl, Coach Adam Levine is taking Randy Jackson's to Randy said that NBC show The Voice is basically a second chance people than true stars. So the people that couldn't make it the first time goes on The Voice the second time. So that kind of was not a good thing to say, Randy, because that's kind of shady, because Adam stated, the winner of The Voice, he says, shame on Randy for saying that, Levine said. He, of anybody, should know that if you're in this business, you need a second, a third, a fourth, and the fifth chances. So we love and embrace having that being part of the show. So Levine, who was joined by the voice coaches Christina Aguilera and Blake Shelton on Ellen, does credit Jackson for being a working musician who had a lot of success. But he contends Jackson's comments were irresponsible. And I agree with Adam, because people need those chances. People need the little backup after that. And because not a lot of people win the first time. So they need that backup strength. They need that other part of themselves. They need that other chance to make it big in the game. And The Voice is one of the shows to make it. A lot of the contestants on there were people that couldn't make it the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time. Actually, one of the auditioners was Jamar Rogers, who auditioned for Idol in the past, which I did not know about. But he auditioned for Idol for 3 years ago, and he auditioned in season 8, and then he couldn't make it because the Idol viewers because they heard of his troubles. And publicly, Jamar Rogers, he announced that he had HIV/AIDS, and basically he couldn't say that on Idol. They wouldn't. He tried, but they couldn't. So with The Voice, he felt like he can say his story more, and that he felt more real on The Voice rather than being on Idol. And since his voice audition aired, he was warmed with well wishes and old fans, and he literally tears up while discovering over the phone that he was scared of trying out, and he was scared for people to find out. But he was, if you guys can watch that on YouTube or something, I recommend you do, because this dude is really amazing. It was kind of funny at first, because he was rooting for CeeLo as his judge, and CeeLo was the only one that turned around. And Blake stated that, man, if I did turn, Blake said that if I was lucky enough to not turn around, because he's already in love with CeeLo. So basically, he's kind of like the younger CeeLo, and he was pretty good. He went from crack addict to player hater, and he is now doing good in life, and his mom is his backup. His mom is his rock, and he's doing pretty good. And he's, yeah. So shout out to Jamar Rogers. You have a good run running through. So next off, we have another one called Tonight by John Legend featuring Ludacris.
Cold world. What you came for? Don't you wish you came more? Girl, what you playing for? Come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you missed that. What's wrong? Let me fix that. Twist that. Baby, tonight's the night I let you know. Baby, tonight's the night we lose control.
Meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga bread stay popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep you warm, but in a chinchilla. She know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's 'cause 7 days a week you're my 5-course meal for real.
Welcome back to Gotta Let Them Know with me, DJ Tellem. So next up, we have some celebrity news. So first off, Michelle Obama versus Jimmy Fallon. So who won the fitness face-off? So during the talk show host late night program that premieres tonight, that premieres tonight, there's a clip showing Fallon paying a visit to the White House to help raise awareness for the First Lady's Let's Move Fitness Challenge. So as the Rocky III theme song, Eye of the Tiger, proceeded to play, you see Fallon and Obama go head to head in a series of events. In the end, a potato sack race to determine the winner, with Obama not surprisingly coming up victorious. So Barack Obama, Michelle thanks him for having him on, participating with her, with him for his, for her help. And it was his pleasure for joining her. So Michelle and Jimmy, So a Spice Girl reunion is in the works, maybe. So fun. Scary Spice Mel V has tweeted that she will be back in UK next month to see her Spice Girls and can't wait to. And she missed them all so much. Given the ferocity of the reformation rumors that made the rounds last month, she had to know. She had to know that her tweet would cause a new wave of excitement among fans, but she failed to elaborate on why exactly she may be meeting up with Victoria Beckham, Gary Holloway, Emma Bunton, and Melanie Chisholm. Through the speculation, Melanie Brown seems to only too happy to add to is that rehearsals may be in order. So these ladies are about, I don't know how old they are, but if they can still rock it, then they still got it. So congrats. So if a Spice Girls reunion, what is that one song? With the friends, yeah, that song's pretty cracking. So fingers crossed, Australia Sunrise, or Mel B says, fingers crossed, I'm always down for a Spice Girls reunion. She told Australia Sunrise in an interview last month, for me to get my story, or for me to get my scary hair in my big platforms anytime, day or night. I'm a Spice Girl through and through. So the Spice Girls coming up, maybe. Next up we have, so Snooki admits that she is bisexual. So if you've seen the show Jersey Shore, I'm actually a big fan of the show. I mean, that show's not, you really don't learn anything, but it's pretty entertaining to watch a few people fight off dumb things. So Snooki is kind of, Snooki, without the show, without Jersey Shore, or without Snooki, Jersey Shore would be nothing. So the she admits that she is bisexual, and if you've seen her with her and Dina, so come on guys, let's be honest here, these two are kind of crazy and kind of out there. But Snooki and JWoww wonder if the situation is gay. He's the one, JWoww states that the way he smokes a cigarette and the way he stands is kind of leaning towards the gay side. I could kind of see that with the situation. He puts up a front that he can get all the girls, but I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he was gay. And the situation, well, he's not my favorite, but he's kind of old, and he shouldn't be on the show anymore. I mean, there should be an age limit for that show, and those people are getting grown, but I guess if they're making millions of dollars on that. And next up, Katy Perry and Russell Brand settle divorce issues. But where does the money go? So Katy Perry had to sing. So basically, Perry asked that any obligation to pay Brand's spousal support to be terminated, a key requesting under California marriage law. Brand was entitled to half of what his high-earning spouse made throughout the course of their 14th marriage if there was no perpetual prenuptial agreement. So he gets the money she makes while he doesn't really do anything. But it appears that there was a prenup, despite Brand's once said they doing no prenup, or the pair, who have seemingly had nothing to do with each other since acknowledging their breakup, managed to cut an amicable post-nuptial deal. So Perry is also requesting that her legal name of Catherine Elizabeth Hudson to be restored. Russell Brand movies, his movies never really made it onto the top. I guess he's never won any million. His movies were never that good, and they're kind of just for the laughs. So I wouldn't believe that he would earn his earnings from his wife, Katy Perry. But I mean, this dude, you had to make bank somehow, and that was the only way he could do it. But taking all the money away from her when you didn't make any of it, that's kind of wrong right there. So that's it for your celebrity news today. Let's hit up another one. This is Excuse Me, Miss by Yo, Excuse Me, Miss by Chris Brown.
It was about 5 minutes ago when I seen a hottest chick that a youngin' never seen before. I say, yo, tell the girls I wanna meet her. On second thought, that ain't the way to go. I gotta give her game proper, spit it so she get it. There she is, I gotta stop her. Or should I talk about a smile? Or what about a style? I'm out of time, she's out the door, I gotta go for mine. Let's pretend the flow is ours. You say you don't really dance.
Don't worry about it, we just one, two step.
Now if the music is moving too fast, grab my hand a little tighter. Don't be afraid to move a little closer. Girl, there's something about you that makes me wanna say. Be where you are. Ain't nothing wrong with dancing. Baby, you're so romantic. Baby, I can be in your heart. So many things I wanna tell you. I think that I should start by saying, so she get it, there she is, I gotta stop her. Oh yeah.
I know you're trying to leave, but oh. Excuse me, miss, I saved the last dance for you.
How I love to keep you here with me, oh
now,
baby.
Everybody just clap your hands like this. Just clap your hands like this. And if your shorty's in the house tonight, just grab her by the hand, homie, make her understand. Y'all was made to dance like this. Y'all was made to bounce like this. She was made for you, and you want to do everything she want to, man.
Thank you for tuning in today with me, DJ Tellum at Gotta Let Them Know. So it's time to end the night, but I want to do quick shout outs to all my homies back in Stockton. Luis, Case, Steph, and then my homegirl Itlog back in the city. And to my little brother that you're listening, hi, Joshy, be good. And to my little sister, you too, be good too. And shout out to all my family back in the Philippines. I hope you guys are listening. I miss you guys so much. So thank you for tuning in with me, DJ Tellum at Gotta Let Them Know on radio.dominican.edu. So let me end tonight with one more song, Can't Forget About You by Nas featuring Chrisette Michelle.
Thank you. There comes a day in your life when you want to kick back. Straw hat on the porch when you old perhaps. Want to gather your thoughts, have a cold one, brag to your grandkids on how life is golden. So I'ma light a cigar in the corridor of the crib. Pictures on the wall of all the things that I did. All the money and fame, 8x10s of the whole Rat Pack inside of a big frame. Colliding with big names that could've made your career stop. All that, and your man is still here and I'm still hot. Wow, I need a moment, y'all. See, I almost felt a teardrop. When was the last time you heard a real anthem? Nas, the millionaire, the mansion. When was the last time you heard your boy Nas rhyme? Never on schedule, but always on time.
These streets hold my deepest days. This had taught me golden waves. Made me.
Truly, this is what made me.
Break me.
Not a thing's gonna break me.
These streets hold my deepest days. This had taught me golden waves. Made me.
Truly, this is what made me.
Break me.
Not a thing's gonna break me.
I'm that history. I'm that block. I'm that lifestyle. I'm that spot. I'm that kid by the number spot.
Forget about the old school, Bam, Cass, Melly Mel, Flash, Rock Steady, spinning on they back. Can't forget when the first rap Grammy went to Jazzy. Fresh Prince, Fat Boys broke up. Rap hasn't been the same since. So irregular, how it messed you up with Mr.